This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. We've kind of gotten hooked on the Pro Farmer Crop Tour and the variable and somewhat surprising results coming in day to day. So yesterday, the eastern leg moved into Indiana and found the yields disappointing, similar to Ohio. The western leg moved across Nebraska and found that state may be the most normal in the whole corn and soybean belt. So if you're a Cornhusker or a fan, I hope being called normal is a compliment. I'll look at the numbers and conditions in a moment.
When it comes to managing your crop, you need the best possible advice. Your certified crop advisor participates in ongoing education to keep up with new information and technologies as they become available. Ongoing education and certification maintains the skills of every CCA and gives you access to the latest, most helpful information, making it easier for you to make the best possible decisions. Ongoing education. Reason number 7, you should go to certifiedcropadvisor.org to find a CCA near you.
Let's go east to see how the 2019 Pro Farmer Crop Tour found the corn yields and soybean pod counts in Indiana. Here's Joel Penorwood.
Indiana's average estimated corn yield, 161.46 bushels per acre, down 11% from last year. Soybeans number 923.94 pods in a 3x3-foot square, off 29% year-over-year. Pro Farmer editor Brian Grady gives his thoughts on the state.
What we saw in Indiana was better than what we saw in Ohio, but it wasn't a whole lot better, to be honest with you. It's still immature, still has a long ways to go, still a lot of question marks. The yields were better. The pod counts were better, but they still weren't up to standard for what the state of Indiana anticipates growing.
A couple of the biggest questions continue to be top of mind for scouts this week.
At what point does the growing season end, and how much of that yield potential that we're currently measuring will actually be realized into the final estimates here?
I'm Joel Penorwood.
Our own Dustin Hoffman is covering the western leg. His team scouted across Nebraska yesterday and met last night to crunch their numbers.
After a disappointing start to the western leg of the Pro Farmer Midwest Crop Tour in South Dakota, we saw some good news coming out of Nebraska on Tuesday night. Western Tour leader Jeff Wilson says the crop was average.
So what we found was 172.6 bushels per acre, and we had over 300 samples, so that's a very good sample size. That's down 3.7%. from last year's number at 179, which is a very good year. And that's kind of in line with what we saw from USDA earlier this month when they forecast a 3.1% drop in their yield forecast to 186.
Dryland corn has been the surprise. With the abundance of early season moisture, the dryland corn is bringing the yields up. In contrast, the irrigated corn is not providing the boost it normally does. Nebraska soybeans came in below last year's results and even below the three-year average for the state.
We found 1,211 pods in a 3-foot by 3-foot area, down 6.8% from a year ago when we had almost 1,300 pods.
The question has been raised at each stop about how the tour processes prevent plant fields which are being encountered. Wilson gave a very simple answer.
Move on. Prevent plant acres are not part of the equation. It's all about harvested acres times yield gives you production. We have already accounted for prevent plant acres from the numbers that we got from USDA earlier this month.
I'm Dustin Hoffman.
Today, day 3, the eastern leg moves into Illinois with fear of the same kind of conditions as Indiana. Today, the western leg of the tour moves into Iowa and Minnesota. That's Profit Matters. I'm Ken Root on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.